September 22nd, 2005. Excerpt from the September 20th, 2005 message. We bless the whole world. We consecrate the whole world and all the hearts of the world to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart as far as we are able. We cast the devil far away from all in the world. We beg for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We beg for grace and for mercy. Amen. From September 22, 2000. Father was operated on and told he had cancer. Exactly 3 months later, his funeral is held December 22, 2000. September 22, 1997 and December 22, 1996 messages will follow at the end of this message. Excerpt from May 24th, 2005. Also, it is how it was when I got this message. September 22nd, 1997, and then 3.5 days later, the Basilica in Assisi was destroyed and the Fresno of St. Francis and St. Clair with it. I told Father September 22nd and 97 as I went to China where he was to celebrate Mass, how I knew something was going to happen when I got the September 22nd, 1997 message from Jesus that morning. Father Carter never suffered so much himself, he said, ever in his whole life. I was told by Jesus how he had ignored the Fatima message and the world should look at the devastation of World War II and see it as a sign of how important Fatima was. I cried and I thought I was almost bleeding inside. Then the earthquake happened in Assisi and the Fresno of St. Clair and St. Francis were destroyed. On September 22, 1997, Jesus said this.
Jesus speaks, "Stiff neck, stiff neck, stiff neck. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. The old order will pass away. For they worshipped me with their lips only, and their hearts were far from me. I will rock the earth and bring the senseless men to their knees. They will learn to beg, 'Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.' Their thoughts are far from me. I am the Lamb of God. I am the bridegroom of their souls. A country of stiffs, naked in their ways. Their hearts are haughty, for they persist in their same ways. They are resistant to change. They refuse to go to the heart of my mother. Yet she is their mother and mother of the church. Oh, to a world of stiff-necked, I give you this message. Look at my body on the cross. It was broken and mutilated. It was constrained. It was the picture of torment and twisting. I speak through these messages and you continue in your stiff-necked ways. Would the destruction of your temples bring you to your knees? Or should I destroy my own houses? Or would they get the message anyway if I burned them down?" Messenger. On September 22, 1997, he said this. "I suffered for several days. Then the Basilica in Assisi was destroyed." Jonah 3:1-10. The word of Yahweh was addressed to Jonah a second time. "Up," he said, "go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach to it as I shall tell you." Jonah set out and went to Nineveh in obedience to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was a city great beyond compare. To cross it took 3 days. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city and then proclaimed, "Only 40 days more and Nineveh will be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed in God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his robe, put on sackcloth, and sat down in ashes. He then had it proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles as follows: "No person or animal, herd or flock, may eat anything. They may not graze. They may not drink any water. All must put on sackcloth and call on God with all their might. And let everyone renounce his evil ways and violent behavior. Who knows? Perhaps God will change his mind and relent and renounce his burning wrath, so that we shall not perish." God saw their efforts to renounce their evil. Psalm 130, 1-2. From the depths I call to you, Yahweh. Lord, hear my cry. Listen attentively to the sound of my pleading. Then there's a large picture of the Vatican and a picture of China, Indiana. St. Anthony's prays with us 24 hours adoration. And then there's another picture of the inside of our church in China, Indiana. Psalm 133-4. If you kept a record of our sins, Lord, who could stand their ground? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered.
Excerpt from September 20th, 2005. We pray. We bless the whole world. We consecrate the whole world and all the hearts of the world to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart as far as we are able. We cast the devil far away from all in the world. We beg for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We beg for grace and for mercy. Psalm 130, 7-8.
Let Israel hope in Yahweh, for with Yahweh is faithful love, with him generous ransom, and he will ransom Israel from all its sins.
And again we pray.
We bless the whole world. We consecrate the whole world and all the hearts of the world to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart as far as we are able. We cast the devil far away from all in the world. We beg for a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We beg for grace and for mercy.
Jonah 1, 1-2 and 11. The word of Yahweh was addressed to Jonah, son of Amittai. "Up," he said, "go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to them that their wickedness has forced itself upon thee." Jonah set about running away from Yahweh and going to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa and found a ship bound for Tarshish. He paid his fare and boarded it, to go with them to Tarshish, to get away from Yahweh. But Yahweh threw a hurricane at the sea, and there was such a great storm at sea that the ship threatened to break up. The sailors took fright, and each of them called on his own God, and to lighten the ship they threw the cargo overboard. Jonah, however, had gone below, had laid down in the hold, and was fast asleep. When the boatswain went up to him and said, "What do you mean by sleeping? Get up. Call on your God. Perhaps he will spare us a thought and not leave us to die." Then they said to each other, Come on, let us draw lots to find out who is to blame for bringing us this bad luck." So they cast lots, and the lot pointed to Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us, what is your business? Where do you come from? What is your country? What is your nationality?" He replied, "I am a Hebrew, And I worship Yahweh, God of heaven, who made both sea and dry land. The sailors were seized with terror at this and said, "Why ever did you do this?" Since they knew that he was trying to escape from Yahweh, because he had told them so. They then said, "What are we to do with you to make the sea calm down for us?" For the sea was growing rougher and rougher. He replied, "Take me and throw me into the sea, then it will calm down for you. I know it is my fault that this great storm has struck you." The sailors rowed hard in an effort to reach the shore, but in vain, since the sea was growing rougher and rougher. So at last they called on Yahweh and said, "O Yahweh, do not let us perish for the sake of this man's life, and do not hold us responsible for causing an innocent man's death. For you, Yahweh, have acted as you saw fit." And taking hold of Jonah, they threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped raging. At this, the men were seized with dread of Yahweh. They offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows to him. Now Yahweh ordained that a great fish should swallow Jonah, and Jonah remained in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. From the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to Yahweh his God. He said, "Yahweh spoke to the fish, which then vomited Jonah onto the dry land." October 16th, Feast of St. Margaret Mary. And then it has a big picture of St. Margaret Mary with the Sacred Heart. Promises of our Lord to those devoted to a Sacred Heart. 1. I will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will establish peace in their homes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will comfort them in all their afflictions.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will be their refuge during life and above all in death.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will bestow a large blessing on all their undertakings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sinners shall find in my heart the source and the infinite ocean of mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tepid souls shall grow fervent.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will bless every place where a picture of my heart shall be set up and honored.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be blotted out.
Thank you, Jesus.
I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who communicate on the first Friday in 9 consecutive months the grace of final penitence. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment.
Thank you, Jesus.
A Message for the Earth from Jesus, January 22, 1998, Jesus speaks. I am the Good Shepherd. These are my prayers, the prayers I give to help renew the church and the world. All prayer chapters are asked to include these prayers found in the Shepherds of Christ Prayer Manual. As my apostles and shepherds, I ask you to encourage all existing chapters, to try to encourage all existing prayer groups to pray the Shepherds of Christ prayers. Encourage all churches to pray these prayers. It is most urgent that the people of this earth concur with the Father's wishes to begin prayer chapters. This is an urgent request from the Good Shepherd. The flock will become one when they have given their hearts to Jesus and Mary. Encourage all priests to pray the Shepherds of Christ prayers. Your world will be lighted with great light as the people of this earth pray these prayers. My promise is this to you, my beloved earth. When you give your heart to me and spread the devotion to my Sacred Heart, I will write your name in my heart. I promise to give the greatest graces when you pray these prayers for renewal of the church and the world, and take all who pray them deeply into my heart. The prayers I give will bring about the reign of my Sacred Heart and the triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart. I am Jesus Christ. This is my message of January 22, 1998. Please circulate this message to your world. I am the Good Shepherd. I know mine and mine know me, and they follow me. Grace, my shepherds, I will give you the greatest graces for spreading these words to this earth and to your church. I love you. I am Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. It is the plan of the Father that prayer chapters are begun immediately, and the priestly newsletter is given to all priests. The voice of the Good Shepherd speaks through it.
The School Rosary Program. This is a brochure that our Lord gave to me to do, and you can get a copy of it. The different things that we send to the schools are, we have 100,000 kids that we send things to every year. Consecration cards, rosary, rosary ave, morning offerings, scapulars, videos, discs, tiny tots, coloring books. These are homemade rosaries by people that help us. You can be a rosary maker. The biggest and most important part of the movement is a priestly newsletter, and then next, the start prayer chapters. We believe that you grow in greater holiness through consecration, the rosary, adoration, and daily mass. We have the Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart. People would spend 2 hours in front of the tabernacle praying for the reign of the Sacred Heart and the Trine to Mary's Immaculate Heart, the Pope, the bishops, all priests, sisters, brothers, members of Shepherds of Christ, members of the Catholic Church, a human family, and the souls in purgatory. We have 4-day retreats in China and at least a 1-day retreat every month in Florida on the 5th. We have the nursing home ministry, which is Mary appears on the live videos that she did in the building in Clearwater. We have books and the morning offering. We have the consecration to the homes, and there's lots more. We have clicks now on the home page to all the different prayers in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. Our Lord really wants us to pray these. It was a special day not too long ago, and the Holy Spirit appeared in front of Jesus' face on the building in Florida. That's on the internet in this message. We also have the Holy Spirit prayers with the imprimatur in English, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. And the clicks to these are on the homepage. You can print them out. This is an excerpt from the July 29, 1998 message from the Daily Message Books from Heaven, the first Daily Message Book from Heaven, and this is what it says.
I come to teach my children to be children of the Father. I come to teach them to pray.
And then the back of the Daily Message Book, he has a beautiful picture of how Our Lady would just appear. This was a day it was raining, but she just appeared like there was a light behind her. So awesome. Also on the back of the book, it's advertising 2 rosary books that I have, Rosaries from the Hearts of Jesus and Mary. It has a rainbow on it that left the printer the same day Mary appeared in rainbow color on the building in Clearwater. And also another book that we sent to all the Catholic schools, the grade schools in the U.S. It's Rosary Meditations for Parents and Children with the imprimatur and also with the imprimatur and translated in Spanish. Then we were given a healing rosary that I was told to put Lucia's vision and also vision of Mary as Our Lady of Clearwater on the building. We have copies of this where you pray through Our Lady of Clearwater and Father Carter and pray that the cancer can be uprooted and thrown into the sea. And we pray for the cancer in the world to be uprooted and thrown into the sea. This healing rosary is on the back of the blue rosary book. And we can also send you a card and it's on the internet. When I did the prayer services on the 5th, Our Lady appeared beautifully in rainbow gold and gold and in rainbow color, all lighted up with no flash. We have records of all this, took all these pictures. Towards the end, before her head was knocked off, there were reds in the sky and moons and three balls 25 days before Mary's head was knocked off. Three lighted balls. Awesome things, which you can see on the internet in this message. And Mary wants these things circulated so people know that she did appear to lead us to her son's movement. Two times, January 5th of 2004, and then March 5th of 2004, I showed up like in a see-through way on these pictures we took. Also, the face of Jesus is seen in gold and red and rainbow color. Just awesome. And then we have the mural of Mary standing beneath the cross of Jesus and Mary Magdalene and John that's over our altar in China, noted as the Father's footprint. Then Jesus told me to put the different pictures of China, the seasons, the beautiful snowfall we got of April 13th after we came out of the prayer service. That was so awesome. And it never snows like that in Cincinnati, but it was so beautiful. The autumn leaves and then the beautiful summer days. The Feast of Sacred Heart with the red doors of China with the Eucharist exposed. Then this beautiful picture of the Eucharist that Father Lou liked. We pray from St. Anthony's 24 hours a day for the priests, the church, and the world. And then the message continues, and I'm saying to everybody with a picture of the church in China, help us get the rosaries to the schools. We'll send 50,000 rosaries, approximately homemade rosaries, to the school in October. Cost money for the beads and to send all this to the schools. Mary gave me a message yesterday, and she says, I want my school rosaries to get to the school children. And then there's the consecration to Jesus with the imprimatur and a consecration to Mary with the imprimatur, real sweet little consecration, telling Mary and Jesus we love them on the red card. Mary's on one side, Jesus is on the other. And then the wonderful rosary aves that we circulate to the schools. On September 22nd, Mary yesterday spoke to me and she said, you must pray now. Begin the prayer chapters as my son has asked for, praying for the priests, the church, and the world. Please listen to me. She says, I appear in clear water to lead to my son's movement. And then there's the circle of the Gulf and where clear water was in New Orleans. And also Florida shaped like a foot and clear water in the heel. And Mary appeared on the heel, and we knocked Mary's head off, and she crushes the head of the serpent with her heel. On September 21, Mary speaks, and she said, these are the main things of the Shepherds of Christ. The priestly newsletter, the prayer chapters is designated by Jesus. These are all the things that we need to pay attention to. Rosary meditations, red books, circulate the blue books, the daily messages, the school rosary program, tiny tot books, which she wants out very much, nursing home books. The retreats in China are very important to Jesus. They help to bring down a lot of grace. We have mass every day for 4 days usually. And then the fifth in Florida. This is from a June 23rd, 2005 message. And it says a lot about what our ministry is all about.
The purpose of the movement are majorly one, to circulate the priestly newsletter to 72,000 priests in 189 countries. Father Carter S.J. sent the newsletter since 1994. The priestly newsletter is the main purpose of our movement, centered in consecration to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. 2. A co-equal purpose is the prayer chapters, centered in consecration to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. We participate in ourselves and encourage others to begin who come to the site. Prayers are from the Red Prayer Manual begun by Father Carter in 1994, praying for the priests, the church, and the world. 3. Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart. Our members spend 2 hours weekly before the Blessed Sacrament praying for the Pope, bishops, priests, sisters, and brothers, for the church in general, members of the human family, souls in purgatory, members of the Shepherds of Christ movement, praying for the culmination of the reign of the Sacred Heart and triumph of Mary's Immaculate Heart, using the Red Prayer Manual, the Rosary, and private meditation. 4. Rosary Program. Homemade rosaries sent to the school children in the United States over 100,000 yearly, with the meditations with the imprimatur and consecration cards, the hearts of Jesus and Mary. 5. Morning Offering Program, encouraging all to say the morning offering with materials given to unite all they do all day to the Mass, praying for the priests, the church, and the world. 6. Consecration of Homes and Families School Program to the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart. 7. Store in both China, Indiana, and Clearwater, Florida, providing images and statues of the Sacred Heart and Immaculate Heart, rosaries, rosary kits, prayers with the imprimatur, vestments for priests, Bibles, religious goods in general, prayer cards and prayer manual, etc. PowerPoint presentation of the rosary for meditation for schools and for tiny tots. 8. Retreats monthly, 4 days in China, Indiana, with daily Mass, the Eucharist exposed for our members, praying for the priests, the church, and the world. 9. 24-hour adoration from our church in China, praying for the priests, church, and the world, by our members, servants, handmaids, and apostles. 10. Books on Meditations of the Rosary, Father Carter's books, books on the Mass with imprimatur, coloring books on the rosary, for children all ages, nursing home books, large print.
And then there's a picture of all the handmaids and servants in China. And then there's a witness letter here and a picture of Kathleen Wren, who is a handmaid and is in charge of the Florida site. And this is what Kathleen Wren says. Emily will read it.
I give my heart to Jesus and Mary with you in love. I write this for the honor and glory of God and in thanksgiving to Jesus for calling me to his movement. Jesus says in St. John's Gospel, "Did you not choose me? No, I chose you. You did not choose me. No, I chose you." John 15:16. What a calling, to be chosen to be a handmaid of the Good Shepherd, his special spouse, the spouse of the King and Creator of the universe. Wow, a movement personally directed by Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Words cannot express all I would like to say. Since first grade, I wanted to be a nun. I saw the nuns at my school, and I wanted to be like them. Words cannot express all I would like to say. Since first grade, I wanted to be a nun. I saw the nuns at my school, and I wanted to be like them. Unfortunately, growing up, all the peer pressure in school and struggles of young adulthood took away any hope of being a nun. I followed the ways of the world and left Jesus out of my life. During my senior year of nursing, the seed of pursuing a religious vocation sprang up again in my heart. I started attending daily Mass as often as I could, and Mary, our mother, was bringing me closer to Jesus. My first choice was Mother Teresa's order, however, that didn't happen for me. After graduation from nursing school, I went to a Bible Institute retreat at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. While there, I attended a baptism of the Spirit seminar and felt a strong presence of the Holy Spirit. That fall in 1996, I went back to Ohio for another retreat, and while I was in the chapel one evening, I picked up God's Blue Book 2 and read a message on communion from Jesus. I almost fell out of my pew. The message touched me deep in my heart. Thankfully, I was able to take the book home. The messages were awesome. I never knew of having such an intimate relationship with Jesus. I started spending an hour every day after Mass. I joined the Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart and later started a Shepherds of Christ prayer chapter. I got the other blue books, the Rosary Book and Rosary Tapes. I felt so committed to praying the prayers, and the rosary meditations were so powerful. I thank Jesus and Mary for all these revelations. I heard about the Handmaids in 1998 while ordering through the Shepherds of Christ. I was really interested in them. I thought maybe this was where God is calling me. I kept praying to do His will. Jesus in His time made it all work out. When we give our lives to Jesus, He can do more than we could ever ask for or imagine. Jesus loves us. I feel so blessed and privileged to be in the formation of being a handmaid. Thank you, my Father, for this movement and all the beautiful people in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your tremendous work in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me for this special calling. And like Mary, my life is a continuous fiat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.
And this is Doris Jones' witness, and Doris is the head of the Morrow Center. So she's in charge of the business, and a lot of people that have called up there would have talked to Doris. So this was her witness letter.
What has Shepherds of Christ and being a handmaid done for my life and for my relationship with Jesus? And Doris says, I first heard of Shepherds of Christ from a letter received concerning a rosary gathering at Tom's Farm in October 1996. My family already had plans for the 13th. When I received a notice for November 13th, my brother and I were not knowing much about Shepherds of Christ, but if it was praying the rosary, it had to be good. It was the most powerful rosary I ever attended. I didn't go for several months, but felt drawn to this ministry and compelled to pray the prayers and read the blue books. Jesus was talking directly to me through them, and it was great. Jesus has always worked slowly in my heart. Pain and suffering in my early adult life brought me to realize that God was the only one I could turn to in my need. God alone was my strength. In July 1997, news came that the department where I worked was being phased out by the parent company on the East Coast. I was disenchanted with my job, and I only continued working there to live, so I wasn't concerned about the lack of a job. During the same time, I felt pulled in my heart to pray with the Shepherds of Christ as a body. I was shy, and I would just come, sit, pray, and be silent, not really talking to anyone very much. I knew from my childhood that I would never marry. The pull Jesus had on me was stronger than the world's, though I didn't realize the source. For the past year, I had become closer to Jesus, and I felt What I would do with my life next would be for him alone. On August 13, 1998, I went to China, Indiana to the monthly rosary, knowing something was going to happen, but not knowing what. During the rosary, the president of Shepherds of Christ started reading a letter from Jesus about women being called as handmaids and their way of life. I felt the power of the Holy Spirit descend on my head, and I was glad to be sitting. I knew Jesus was calling me to become a handmaid, a call that I had been waiting patiently for over 2 years. After the rosary, I acted on the Holy Spirit's prompting immediately, knowing if I didn't, I would find excuses not to. Jesus' hand is very strong in my life. I was accepted as a candidate for a handmaid within a few days and gave 2 weeks' notice at work. I found myself in Clearwater, Florida within 3 weeks. As a handmaid of the Good Shepherd, my life is very prayerful and very one-on-one with Jesus as his spouse. He is the bridegroom of my soul. Just being with him after Mass and in front of the tabernacle is candy to my soul and leaves me speechless. Being a handmaid has brought the joy, love, and peace of my divine bridegroom into my life to an extent I didn't even know could exist. He calls me to constant change and growth. I cannot remain the same, for my life and love for him would stagnate. I live to serve him. I have only scratched the surface of the depth to which my soul craves union with my Lord and Savior. Any life in God is hard work, but the rewards are unbounded. Jesus loves each and every one of us on a personal level. He died on the cross to save each soul. He, the living God, is truly waiting in the tabernacle for us to love us, if we would only come and sit with him. Since my move to Clearwater, Florida in 1998, I have recently traveled to China, Indiana for a stay, and I am currently in Morrow, Ohio, doing the work Jesus has called me to do. Jesus knows where I will be next, even though I do not. There is nothing boring about being on Jesus' roller coaster. The ride is into eternity. I can't wait to see you there. And then this witness is from Rosie from Florida, Rosie Reed.
And Rosie has been a handmaid a long time, and she used to be in charge of the Florida Center, and now she assists Kathleen in the capacity of helping her a lot.
How has Shepherds of Christ changed my life? And Rosie says, the first time I opened God's Blue Book, I knew that Jesus was speaking to me. The message was just what I needed that day. I had not attended daily Mass since Catholic high school, approximately 30 years previous. My prayer life had been practically non-existent. Attending Sunday Mass and calling on God during trials. In fact, the threat of my husband dying of cancer took me back to praying the rosary and praying novenas to the Blessed Mother. After he died, I was at a loss, for I considered him my rock. For the first time ever in my life, I began praying to do God's will. I had a career, but I felt in my heart that I didn't want to do that for the rest of my working life. I was invited by a friend to make a crucio weekend, and without hesitation said yes. Following the grace-filled weekend, I entered the chapel for adoration and picked up the Blue Book, which I had ignored for weeks. I immediately fell in love with Jesus, and my life began to change. With the help of Jesus through the Blue Book, along with daily Mass and Holy Communion, and spending time after communion with Jesus and time in prayer, I was able to work through my depression, which I had even denied existed. After giving out many Blue Books to relatives and friends, I received an invitation to attend the first monthly Shepherds of Christ National Prayer Meeting at Tom A's Farm, held on October 13, 1996, with Rita leading a live rosary. I felt drawn to every meeting after that, and soon found myself in the core group at Morrow, Ohio, attending weekly prayer meetings with live rosaries. Through the use of the blue books, mostly in front of the tabernacle, weekly prayer meetings and rosaries at Morrow, I have grown closer to Jesus than I ever thought possible. I thank Jesus every day for his many graces and the deep love that he gives to me, that he gives me to draw me closer and closer to him. I also thank my spiritual mother Mary with all my heart for her help when I turn to her in desperation and for the help she's given me throughout my life. As an apostle working in Florida in Our Lady's Image site, I have a great opportunity to spread the light and love of Christ to all I meet. Then this is my witness letter, and I'm from Cincinnati. How being a member of Shepherds of Christ changed my life. Walking the aisle with that vision so deep in my heart of a bride in her brilliant, pure white dress, white radiant veil, and white roses in her hair, ready to meet her bridegroom, what words can express the intensity of that moment every day walking to the altar to be wed to the Almighty God? The moment of reception after receiving the Almighty God, the divine bridegroom of the soul. For isn't it indeed a reception after the wedding? For within my heart I dance with my precious spouse as he sings of his ardent love. What words can describe the embrace of a king of heaven and dancing to his heartfelt voice, the longing to express the burning love as he gives himself so completely? Our bridegroom is with us every second as we walk, eat, talk, eat, drive, sing. He sits there as we read his tender letters of love with his beating heart, feeling such emotion in each word that we read and smiling on us with the most gentle, sweet love. What words can describe the excitement of that moment? A new bride so overflowing with vibrant life as she sits next to her lover outpouring himself. What words can describe this love from a mother that leads us to such a union with God? What words can satisfy the burning within the soul to express the depth to which we feel for this movement? All this far surpasses the little terms we could use to say what has been imprinted on our hearts. So many gifts given from heaven, the morning offering, consecration, the precious blue books and daily messages, the rosary book and children's rosary book, all the tools for intimacy with Jesus, the Mass, the Eucharist, the Word, the Juniors, the 620 prayers, the joys and the sufferings, the love and the graces, the beautiful apostles, servants, handmaids, and Fred. I love you guys a whole lot. From the depth to life, I've traveled on my journey to the Shepherds of Christ with constant death resurrections. But the knowledge of God and the great union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother are beyond all words. It's such an ache to write this letter because it doesn't even scratch the surface. I could go on forever, and it seems like I am. What a gift, this tremendous life in Him that He has revealed to the Shepherds of Christ, and what words can truly express it.
September 22, 2005. There's also Living Apostles praying in China, doing adoration. This is Mary Grannon's witness.
How has being a member of Shepherds of Christ changed my life? And Mary said, when I was a baby, we lived next door to a convent, and I had 12 years of Catholic education. I married and lived in Cincinnati eventually. After my civil divorce, my three younger children and I moved back to Price Hill in Cincinnati, where I grew up. This time brought me the This time brought me the Catholic charismatic experience. Dad died in 86, and I moved away to a small town. Though I tried, I thought no Catholic church or prayer group met my needs, so I attended Protestant prayer meetings and services. I found ministers and prayer groups that deeply loved the Lord Jesus, and I would still be in these circles except that I went back to Cincinnati to visit. I hadn't told my old friends that I was no longer a practicing Catholic, so I joined them when they attended charismatic functions. At one of these, I was given Blue Book 1. Actually, someone tried to give it to me, and I wouldn't take it, saying I had too much to read. So it was given to the friend I was staying with. When we got home and she was out of the room, I opened the book so I could congratulate myself for not accepting it. That's Jesus! Jesus is speaking in this book! I read almost the whole book that night. Then I ate humble pie and phoned the lady who had pressed me to accept it. I received it in a few days. Back home, I read and reread it. Jesus was speaking loud and clear, and I went to the nearest church and made a confession and resumed my long-neglected practice of daily Mass. I also began to go to the Shepherds of Christ prayer chapter meetings in Morrow, Ohio, where I heard the call for volunteers to come to the Virgin Mary site in Clearwater, Florida. How well I understand God's words, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Changing my thoughts and my ways comes more slowly than changing my address, which is now Clearwater, Florida. Though retirement isn't at all what I thought it would be, I wouldn't trade places with anyone at all.
There are three main centers. The hub is in Cincinnati, where John Weichert, the president, lives, and I live, and Emily lives, except Emily and I frequent the other centers, and so does John, going to them whenever possible. I do a retreat, this is Rita Ring, for 4 days in China, Indiana, every month. In Florida, I travel back and forth quite often. Morrow is the business center. All centers pray every hour. All centers pray at 6:20, the Yellow Book, Red Book, Rosary, daily messages. The Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus spend 2 hours in front of the tabernacle and pray for the following intentions. Here is the message Jesus gave to Father Carter.
Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. My dear fellow associate members, Jesus is calling special apostles to join a new division in the Shepherds of Christ movement. Here is a message from Jesus given to Father Carter. Jesus speaks. My beloved priest companion, I'm requesting that a new prayer movement be started under the direction of Shepherds of Christ Ministries. I am asking for volunteers who are willing to pray before the Blessed Sacrament for 1 hour twice weekly. Members of the Shepherds of Christ prayer chapters, as well as others, are to be invited to join this movement. These apostles are to pray for the intentions I am giving you. For part of the hour, they are to use the prayers of the Shepherds of Christ Associates Handbook. They may spend the rest of the hour as they so choose. I will use this new prayer movement within my Shepherds of Christ Ministries in a powerful way to help in the renewal of my church and the world. I will give great graces to those who join this movement. The name Apostles of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus is to be given to this movement. I am inviting my beloved Rita Ring to be coordinator for this activity. I pour out the great love of my Sacred Heart to all. I am Jesus, Chief Shepherd of the flock. This is indeed a special calling for us to unite in one heart with His Eucharistic Heart and pray for the following intentions. For the spread of the devotion in the hearts of Jesus and Mary, culminating in the reign of the Sacred Heart and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. For the Pope, for all bishops of the world, for all priests, for all sisters and brothers in the religious life, for all members of the Shepherds of Christ movement, for the spread of this movement to the world, for all members of the Catholic Church, for all members of the human family, for all souls in purgatory.
And then we have the same brochure that we talked about. Also, we have the large print copies of the Prayer Manual and the Holy Spirit Novena book for the nursing homes. We have a nursing home program, and we circulate this Say Daily card. It's really big, so they can read it and leave it by their bed. It's a morning offering, and we know that if the people in the nursing homes offer up everything they do in union with the Mass, they're eating, sleeping, suffering, joys, whatever, they can help bring down great grace for the whole world and the priest and the church. The prayer goes like this. Say daily, God, I give you my life in union with the Mass as an offering for the souls, the church, and the priest. Help us. Also, school kids could use this. And on the back side, it says, your life is so important for souls. Can you help bring down great grace? And this is a huge card, and you can get them through Morrow or print them off of the internet. Also, we have nursing home videos that tell them how important it is for them to say that prayer. And they were all filmed in front of the Virgin Mary when she appeared on the building in Clearwater. And the elderly love these videos. And Mary changes colors and she puts on a beautiful dress of rainbow gold or gold. This one that's in this message is you can click and watch video 15. It was first Saturday when I made that on a 5th. The message says this. These are pictures from the site that late afternoon when I made that nursing home video. It was going into the night, and on the 5th, Mary would go from rainbow to rainbow gold. It would come up from the bottom, and then the whole image would be rainbow gold, but first it would go through a sequence of rainbow gold before solid gold. In the dark of the night, she would be as if she was lighted out there. This particular one is Nursing Home 15 on January 5th of 2002. There are other nursing home videos that were made on the Feast of the Epiphany, and they're awesome. The last Feast of the Epiphany was January 2nd, 2005. I did a rosary in two videos, and it looks like it was snowing, and there's a huge star that is out there. It's awesome. It's so beautiful. You can get all these on DVD and video. Mary and Jesus both speak during this message, and they ask to help to reach the people with the nursing home videos. There's lots of nursing home videos with Mary appearing on the building that are live as I taped, and that last about 20 to 30 minutes at the longest. Plus, there's a nursing home mass that a priest does that only lasts 33 minutes, but for somebody that's suffering or just homebound or just wants to watch the Mass, it's just a wonderful Mass. There's also the Rosary Aves that you can use in the nursing homes and on PowerPoint for the school children that have magnificent windows of the Rosary that can be life-size, the size of a wall for the children or the nursing home people, with rosaries, with the imprimatur on it, short rosary meditations. There's a book of messages from Jesus and Mary for the nursing home people. It's large print. They can sit it on their lap. It's wonderful. There's rosary meditations for the little people and elderly. There's the two red rosary books with the rainbow. from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. There's two other rosary books, The Little People and Elderly and the Rosary Meditations for Parents and Children in English and Spanish with the imprimatur. There are about 7 coloring books for all the different mysteries of the rosary in English and Spanish. And all the Spanish joyful, sorrowful, glorious have the imprimatur, the 5 of those. There's a picture of Mary and Jesus on July the 5th, 2000, by day and at night in gold. The last day Father Carter sent Mass down at the building and the last time he was there. Mary speaks on September 22nd and she says, "Help me get my son's newsletter on Mary and the church to the priest now." Help me to reach the tiny tots with all the books, the coloring books, and the special tiny tot books that we've worked on for 2 years. 2 people have worked on them. One is a very talented artist. And we pray that we can get the funds to put these out as Mary wants. There's a picture of children that are like 3 and 4 years old doing adoration on the Feast of Sacred Heart. We have a disc of a 3-year-old that did the whole rosary for us, and we got a picture of him as he was doing the rosary. You can get that disc. It's so awesome. We play it on the radio a lot. His name is Garrett. Mary speaks and she says, "Help me reach my tiny tots." This was the 22nd of September. Jesus says, "Help me circulate my Mass book to Eucharistic conferences, also in Spanish and English." The Mass book, he is the imprimatur. Jesus says, "Help me get my priestly newsletter book 2 to the priest." This book, he has 3 years of Father Carter's newsletters. It's all about the burning love of Jesus. We have all the clicks to the Spanish newsletters that Father Carter circulated to so many Spanish bishops and priests from the year of 2000, issue 1, 2, 3, 1999, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1998, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 97, 1, and 95, or no, there's 2 and 97, 1 and 95. And then there's a click to the Spanish website, which he has lots of other things, consecration of homes with the imprimatur, etc. Check it out. September 22nd, 2005, the Priestly Newsletter Book 2 was in English and was sent out to 95,000 priests with the prayer manual. This was when the sex things started in February 2002. At the same time that they were publicizing this, the book reached the mailboxes of all these priests. Then there's a big picture of Father Carter, and Father Carter threw him with him and in him. And then there were 2 messages here at the end that I wrote 2 days, September 24th, after they opened him up and found out that he had cancer. And Emily will read those.
Written September 24th, 2000, Messenger. I watched by his bed, a book for those who help cancer patients, for the relatives and friends who need to cope with the suffering of losing a loved one. It was a quiet day, or so it seemed, The long months of waiting, watching John go downhill, had come to an end. I did not know that the end was indeed so near, but the story had been written in the days that went before. But I really never read the message given in the days that led up to that final page. There were months of warnings, but I just lived every day coping with that day's events. And when the final page was about to be written, I felt shocked, empty, and afraid. The days before were all telling the story, but like anyone in love with a family member who wants to think that days of parting might be so soon. But oh, they were so soon. As I look back now, I see I just didn't recognize them. Every person can only do so much, but out of love, those we love deeply and love us sometimes cover up their real conditions and attempt to live life as usual. Cancer is a mighty menace. It attacks the weak and the strong. It acts like an aggressive machine growing and growing inside somebody's body. And they may not notice the gradual sucking of their life from the other parts of the body until it almost leaves them dead. I was a little girl of 5 years old when the deadly disease ate away the cells of my mother's body as it took over her body and she soon died. But I am not here to make you feel sorry for me or to tell you about anything new, but to write of the dying and rising of my dear friend Father Carter. The signs were there, for in January he became very sick, and even though he wanted to go to the Virgin Mary building to say a private mass there, he could not go, and once held plane reservations were canceled. He remained sick, and on February 5, 2000, when we opened the Rosary Factory in Clearwater, Florida at Mary's Image site, he did attend, but he didn't feel good, and he continued trying really hard to serve us as a ministry. Now, I don't know, in September, after they opened him up and told us what they did, how he ever did all he did, being so sick. It was September 22, 2000, when they operated on him, and it was January 22, 2000, when we were supposed to go to Clearwater, Florida, exactly 8 months later. Father Carter continued to keep a hectic schedule. Jesus told him to write the lengthy spirituality newsletter, in which he summed up a great deal about the spiritual life. We could all study it for our entire life. As I write this, I don't know if he will ever tape record this 20-page newsletter or the next newsletter. I do know this. The signs were there, and Father worked really hard to continue doing all he did, despite his sickness, weakness. His faith in the movement never wavered. He had a burning desire to serve Jesus and help renew the priesthood, the church, and the world. Father Carter worked and worked because he loved us all so much and loved the world, and he didn't complain ever. His faith in this movement and the messages of Jesus is shown in his life given to this. Father showed us the message of Jesus in his life. He lived in such union with him. He offered Mass every day, praying so fervently for souls and for all of us. I see the signs, especially on the trips. Mary was adorned in gold on the building July 5th, 2000, during the evening prayer service. And that's the end of the September 24th, 2000 message. And then this also was written September 24th, 2000, messenger. And there's a picture of the mural in China of Jesus dying on the cross and Mary standing beneath the cross. Messenger. Mary stood beneath the cross of her son, and she was in such anguish. Of this I write. She saw the anguish of her beloved son. She watched. She heard him sigh, breathe. She endured the time. knowing the time was near for his death. There was the intensity of waiting during the passion. Think of her anguish watching him as he hung on the cross. Mary knew things from the prophecy of Simeon. She knew of a deep sorrow to pierce her heart. Think of the anguish of her heart. Think of Mary holding the lifeless body of Jesus under the cross. Meditate on the sufferings she endured. Think of how she felt at the tomb where they laid her son. Pray for light to know more fully the heart of Mary in these sufferings. Mary had such a deep connection in her heart to Jesus. They were so united. Death by crucifixion was used to kill criminals. They crucified Jesus, the Son of God. And then there's a picture of Jesus on the cross, on the crucifix that's in Florida. It is painful to see injustices in the world. We go through sufferings concerning injustices in the world. Mary cries out about the sins of her children. We identify with Jesus. He knew all the souls that would be lost despite his suffering. Be with Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and see the sins of the world. Pray for knowledge to know more about the souls being lost. We must pray more fervently. Beg for mercy from God for our sins and the sins of the world. I could write forever of those moments of Mary as she stood beneath the cross, or when she held the lifeless body of her son in her lap. She shared in his passion. She stood and watched him suffer. She did not take a pill to numb her pain, nor was there any mechanism used to dull it. Every moment was every moment was full intensity as she watched his mutilated body be drained more and more fluid and blood until he took his last breath, giving his life for his precious souls. A person watching someone linger with cancer can identify with Mary as she watched her beloved son die. We will die. We must keep our focus on the life hereafter. A woman of beauty, our Mother Mary, God allowed Mary to suffer. Luke 2:35. And a sword will pierce your soul too, so that the secret thoughts of many may be laid bare. The Seven Sorrows of Mary. The first sorrow, the prophecy of Simeon. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The second sorrow, the flight into Egypt. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The third sorrow, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fourth sorrow, Jesus and Mary meet on the way to the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The fifth sorrow, Jesus dies on the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The sixth sorrow, Jesus is taken down from the cross and laid in Mary's arms. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The seventh sorrow, the burial of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Messenger speaks from September 24, 2000. Many times we try to alleviate suffering from our lives. Suffering is a major part of the life of Mary, was a major part of the life of Mary. Her heart was filled with such knowledge. She knew joy and suffering. She watched her son die a pitiable death. Jesus is the Lamb of God. We think we are so smart here. Do we really know the ways of our God? We think the way it is at present may go on and on. The flower eventually withers and fades, and the beauty of the full blossoming flower goes with time. A flower, once an instrument of awe, because of its beauty, may soon be thrown on a dung heap pile. Our bodies may deteriorate and decay, but God promises eternal life to those who love and serve Him. Be with Mary outside the tomb of Christ. Feel the emotion in Mary's heart. Pray for sorrow for our sins and light to know God more and more. Contemplate the joy of Mary to know Christ is risen. She saw her little baby born in Bethlehem. Now she sees Him die on the cross. Christ, her beloved Son, rose victorious. We receive a sharing in His divine life through baptism. The rosary is so beautiful. We meditate on the lives of Jesus and Mary. We identify our lives with theirs. We live His life, death, and resurrection in our lives. We ask God to help us grow in a greater likeness to the new Adam and the new Eve. Many times we take our health for granted. God can call us from this life at any moment. And then that's the end of September 24, 2000.
Father Carter died on December 18, 2000. Father Carter's funeral was December 22, 2000. This is Rita Ring, the messenger.
And Emily Lairder.
From Florida, Southern Florida, delivering this message to you at this special time of the hurricane.